Protesters have worried for months that new city ordinances created specifically for the DNC would lead to mass arrests during yesterday's march. But a surprise turn of events the night before was an early sign that police had other plans.
It's 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and this rain you can hear has been coming down steadily for the last hour. A pretty soggy group of Occupy protesters, a lot of them in town from New York City, are camping in Marshall Park. They've got about a dozen tents, and here in the parking lot where I'm standing, there's also a police van. And so far, the police are letting them keep their tents here.
They said it was fine. They said that they were happy to have us here.
So long as you don't cause any trouble, we'll leave your tents alone, was the message Daryl Prince heard from police when he and about 50 Occupy Wall Street protesters pulled in on a bus from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. They were amazed since the city banned camping on public property in January and evicted an Occupy Charlotte encampment. On Sunday, they and hundreds of other protesters from all across the country would get an even warmer welcome from police.
The protesters have just left Fraser Park and come onto 4th Street headed towards Uptown. They're literally being escorted by police on both sides, columns of officers with their clubs and their ties for restraining people are marching right alongside them to keep them in the street. You've got the top commanders of CMPD, including Chief Rodney Monroe, at the front. Would you normally escort like this a march?
It's something that we've watched around the country, and it's become a pretty good strategy as far as trying to keep everybody together, keep everybody on the route. I think it's appropriate to make sure that we're able to march them along safely.
A few paces behind Chief Monroe is Pat McCoy, a longtime activist with Action NC in Charlotte.
Things are going well.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been great.
McCoy's one of several liaisons assigned by protest organizers to be in constant communication with the police.
There have been a lot of agreements on the front end, and that's been quite helpful.
He says march organizers met several times with police to plan the details of yesterday's protest, right down to the stops the group made for speeches in front of Bank of America and Duke Energy headquarters.
We're standing in front of Duke Energy!
Such detailed coordination with police isn't typically what you'd expect from a mass protest, admits McCoy.
And I think, considering that the DNC is in town and there's a lot of heightened security and concern, the fact that the decision was, let's get a permitted march, let's work here to make sure that everybody understands what's going to happen, is a good thing. Not necessarily the way we always choose to protest. You know, we advertise this as a family-friendly, secure event. And we're committed to that.
The biggest threat of the day turned out to be the 90-degree heat that left protesters sweaty and dehydrated as the march stretched beyond 3 hours. Police made just two arrests. A 23-year-old woman was arrested for wearing a mask and carrying a concealed knife, both prohibited under the city's extraordinary event ordinance. And a 33-year-old man was arrested for disorderly conduct and assaulting a government official. People participating in the march were there for a variety of causes. Some called for a moratorium on foreclosures and more regulation of big banks. Others marched for an end to mountaintop coal removal. A busload of undocumented youth joined the march for immigration reform. Women decked out in hot pink marched for an end to war. And, of course, the occupiers marched for an end to corporate money and politics. They plan to keep on camping in Marshall Park throughout the DNC. The city manager says he'll defer to CMPD Police Chief Rodney Monroe to enforce the camping ban. Monroe says,
we're going to assess it every day. Right now, it's not a great concern to us. You know, you got to pick and choose where you're going to draw your line, and that's just not one we're ready to draw the line at right now.
And anyway, he's got his hands full with closed streets and thousands of people expected uptown for a public festival today kicking off the Democratic National Convention. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.